From the highest of heights to the depths of the sea. Creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring. Every creature unique in the song that it sings. All exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky, we know them by name. You are amazing, God. All powerful, untamable, awestruck we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim. You are amazing, God.
Incomparable.
Incomparable. Unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart and you love me the same. You are amazing, God. You are amazing, God.
Good morning. Welcome to Worship and Abiding Love. We are glad to have you here. It is a blessing to be with you. If you're visiting with us today, we are delighted. And there are some little books that will make their way up and down our rows. If you would please give us a little contact information so we can continue to greet you in the time to come. We have entered into the Eastertide. We are in a time in the year, in the church year, where we are seeking to make sense of the amazing things that have happened in the resurrection of our Lord and in his appearances and his ministry that continues beyond this. So we are focusing on Onoma. We are focusing on the true names of God and of ourselves as we enter into this study. I invite you to stand as you are able. And we begin with a litany of Eastertide. Creating God, you call us by name and call us your own. You give to us the gift of your name. Almighty God, God of heaven and earth, source and ground of all being, God of justice, God of compassion. In the name that is above all names, you reveal your divine nature and essence. In the resurrection of your Christ, we receive the gift of new life. My pardon. You give us the gift of your Son, in whose name we find presence and unity with you. Wonderful Counselor, Lord of life, everlasting Prince of Peace. In the name that is above all names, you reveal your divine nature and essence. In the resurrection of your Christ, we receive the gift of new life. From your hand, we receive all that is needed for life to flourish. Grant now that we who gather in worship and praise may live into the name by which you call us, children of God, disciples, apostles, body of Christ in the world you love. Amen.
Of our God and King, lift up your voice and with us sing, oh, praise Him, Alleluia. Thou burning sun with golden beams, thou silver moon with softer gleams. Oh, praise Him, oh, praise Him, Hallelujah. 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 Thou rushing wind that art so strong, ye clouds that sail in heaven along, oh, praise Him. Hallelujah. Thou rising morning, praise, rejoice. Ye lights of evening, find a voice. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. Hallelujah.
Satisfied.
I will be with the one I love, with unveiled face I see. Then my soul will be satisfied.
The grace of Jesus Christ, our Savior, the reconciling love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of grace, in your name is revealed the wholeness and fullness of you. We reach to you, seeking to name the wonder that is you. Imprint your name upon us, that we may truly become your people and live in the kingdom you are calling forth in the world. Amen. Continue with our readings.
A reading from Exodus. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." Then God said, "Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground." God said further, "I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. "The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" God said, "I will be with you, and this shall be the sign for you, that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall worship God on this mountain." But Moses said to God, "If I come to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' and they ask me, 'What is his name?' what shall I say to them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am." God said further, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Thus you shall say to the Israelites, 'The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all generations.'" And the Word was with God,
and the Word was God.
Psalm 138 will be read responsively. "I give you thanks, O Lord, with my whole heart. Before the gods, I sing your praise. On the day I called, you answered me. You increased the strength of my soul.
All kings of the earth shall praise you, Lord. They have heard words of your mouth.
They shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord.
The Lord is God, he regards the holy, the haughty, he sees from far away.
Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve me against the wrath of my enemies. You stretch out your hand, and your right hand delivers me. A reading from Revelation. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God, will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. And the angel said to me, "These words are trustworthy and true. For the Lord, the God of the spirits of the prophets, has sent his angel to show his servants what must soon take place." And the word was with God.
The word was God.
Please stand as you are able for the gospel.
Alleluia, alleluia, for to whom shall we go? Have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. 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 For to whom shall we go?
Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. I invite you to be seated. I invite our youngins to come forward. Come on up.
I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the Lord's house." I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord."
It's so good to be with you today. Thank you for coming up and being a part of worship. This is awesome. We're talking about the name of things. And today, we're talking about the name of God. And it's more than just God, as we come to find out. There are lots of things about God that become names for God in the Bible. There's a little song that I thought we might learn to kind of help illustrate this. You want to give it a try? It's one of those songs where I sing some words and then you sing them right after. God is good, God is good, God is peace, God is peace, God is love, God is love, for you and me, for you and me. God is good, God is good, God is peace, God is peace, God is love, God is love for you and me, for you and me. Those are like names for God. When we think about it, God is good. Goodness is a great name for God. God is peace. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, we hear them say, Jehovah Shalom. You want to try that? It's Hebrew. You ready to try it? It's easy. We can do it together. Jehovah Shalom. One more time. Jehovah Shalom. Awesome. Listen to you guys speaking Hebrew. That is great. And it means God is peace. Just like we sing in our song. And we know the Bible tells us that God is love, and the Bible is full of statements and songs about the goodness of God. So when we sing that, we're really singing God's names. God is good, God is good. God is peace, God is peace. God is love for you and me, for you. Let's remember that. Those are good names for God, and they're good names for us too. We're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go on. So you are welcome to go back and sit with your folks, but remember that song, something you can sing anywhere, anytime, about the goodness, the love, and the peace that is God. We're going to talk a little bit more about Onoma today, particularly as it relates to God, God's self. We've been getting God's name literally from the very beginning. Because in Genesis, the first words of our sacred texts, in the beginning, God. We get God right up front. God is beginning. God is being. Before there is anything else in these Hebrew creation stories, God is. The pre-existent one, some talk about. The one who is existence itself. God is there in the primeval darkness, the chaos as it's described in the Greek culture. God is there in the formlessness. Before all things is God. So we're introduced to God right up front. And then, of course, as the story elaborates from there, God speaks creation into being according to these majestical stories. And God becomes synonymous with the creation itself. God is expressed in the creation itself. God is earth and air and water. God is the creatures. God is the plants of the field and the trees of the forest. God is the cosmos itself. God is the one who brings this order out of chaos. God is spoken forth in creation. And then we have the human experience of God, as attested to in our readings today. We understand God as God introduces God's self. We understand God as the God of our forebears, the God of the first generations, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. This is the God who is coming into focus for people who are seeking that focus, people who are seeking that identity, that revelation, that divinity that they know is in and under and through all creation. And this God seeks to be self-disclosing. This God seeks to give the gift of God's self, even as people are reaching for, seeking understanding, seeking connection and relationship with this God. And that grows as their experience grows, down through the experience of Abram and Sarai, who becomes Sarah and Abraham, and down through the generations that flow forward from them. All the way down to this one we celebrate in our readings today from Exodus, Moses, the one anointed to be God's deliverer when the people are in bondage and God hears their calls for freedom. And God raises up, God anoints a deliverer for them in Moses, something of a reluctant deliverer. He's got a lot of questions. As I have to say, I probably would too. He's got a lot of misgivings. He's concerned about his ability to speak well publicly. He's concerned about a lot of things. And one of the things he's concerned about is when I go to them and tell them I am the one God has raised up as a deliverer, they shall say, oh yeah? Who is this God of yours? What's his name? What shall I say? Moses says. And God gives him God's name. God introduces God's self by name to humanity for the first time. God says, Hayah is my name. It means I am. We translate it literally as I am. Hayah. And interestingly enough, it means to be, to become, to exist. And with all those twos, it's a verb. God's name is a verb. God's name is an action verb. God's name is being, becoming, existing. This is the name God gives Moses to share with the wider world about the identity of the one who sends him. God's name is being. He then clarifies it a little bit, maybe, by saying, Hayah Asher Hayah. For you English majors out there, loud and proud, great. Hayah Asher Hayah. Asher is a relative pronoun. It's something that links one thing to another or one person to another. Hayah Asher Hayah is I am that I am, or I am who I am, depending on how you translate it. So maybe a little bit more clarity. This is the one who exists. This is being itself. And we have this image of Moses standing there in this divine encounter that he has. And the one who is being itself is seeking to relate, to disclose, to reveal God's self to Moses in a generous gift of identity. And Moses is there seeking to understand, seeking to receive this revelation, as people have been from the very beginning, and as we continue into our own time, seeking the identity of this one who at the very same time is seeking to give God's self to us. Hasher, Hayah, Asher, Hayah, I am that I am. Tell them that I am sent you, the one who is. Hebrew Testament is filled with names for God. We have a couple of major categories. We have a divided kingdom from you Tuesday morning Bible students, a divided kingdom after the time of David and Solomon. We have a northern kingdom that is Israel. We have a southern kingdom that is Judah. And in Israel, in this northern kingdom, God's name predominantly in Scripture is Elohim. It's plural. God's name is plural. And in a place and time when one of the great challenges to faith for people was the predominance of Baal and Asherah gods and their stones that became points of worship and idolatry for the people in the north, Elohim emerges as the God among gods. Elohim ascends above this sort of pantheistic environment and context up there. Elohim becomes the God of gods. And in the south, in the southern kingdom, in the Judahite tradition, this is where Yahweh takes hold. God is Lord, Yahweh. And so we have names that predominate the scriptures that are written from these different parts of the Jewish world. These different names for God comes from the experience of these different peoples. The same, and yet a vastly different experience of God. The Yahweh tradition gives rise to what's called the Tetragrammaton, which is a $5 word for an acronym. YHWH is the way that it's written in Scripture. And this is a practice among the people in dealing with God's name, dealing with the name of this one who has said, thou shalt not take my name in vain. Amen? One of the big ten. Thou shalt not abuse or misuse or misappropriate the name of God. And so they become ultra cautious and careful. They don't even say it. They don't even write it. They represent it with consonants only. And this is a part of this Yahwistic tradition, of course, as it grows in time. People begin to talk about God as Hashem. They could begin to talk about God as Lord Adonai. These different ways of referring to this God who is constantly seeking to give God's self and reveal God's self to them. Northern Kingdom, Southern Kingdom traditions. Scripture is filled with names of God. We have El Elyon. We can hear the El from Elohim in there. This is a Northern Eloist tradition. El Elyon, God Most High. We have El Olam, God of creation, God eternal. We have El Shaddai. We've heard about this. This is in some of our songs. El Shaddai, there's some Christian worship songs that proclaim God by that name. God Almighty. So when we see these things translated in our English versions of Hebrew texts, what we're seeing are names of God that have come about through the experience of people naming God as God has made God's self manifest to them in their particular experience. Same thing happens in the South. Jehovah Adonai, God is Lord. Jehovah Jireh, God is our provider. Jehovah Tsidkenu, God is righteousness. Jehovah Goel, God our Redeemer. Jehovah Sabaoth, Lord of hosts. All of this fills our psalms and our songs about God. And of course, Jehovah Shalom, the one who brings about the cosmic harmony and ordering of things, the peace that attains from that. Jehovah Shalom, God is peace. All these names, there's dozens more. And again, they reflect people's experience. When we seek to know the true nature, the essence and character, the onoma of God, we have these experiences ourselves, the way in which God touches our lives in the midst of life. And suddenly we know, we were talking about this in our Bible study between the services today, suddenly we know God the Consoler. Suddenly we know God, the truth. We know God, the ever-present. People's experiences of God give rise to names of God in their own sense of connection and presence with God. Yours too. You have names for God in your life because of the way God has taught your life. God leader, God guide, God light, God corrector. Jesus shows up with a new name for God. It's not exactly new. It's just not very. It's not found very often in the Hebrew Testament. God as Father. God as Abba. When Jesus quotes from the Hebrew Testament, most often he quotes from Isaiah. One of Jesus' favorite prophetic books seems to have been Isaiah. He finds a lot of truth about God there. And I think he comes by this Father reference honestly. In Isaiah, you, O Lord, Adonai, are our Father, our Redeemer from of old is your name. These are names of God that Isaiah wants to bring forth first and foremost to a people who are staring down the barrels of exile. You, Lord, faithful one, you are our pater, our father, our redeemer. This is important, life-giving testimony to a people who are facing exile and estrangement. The Psalms, too. Places in Isaiah and places in the Psalms. We have wonderful testaments to God as Father in the Psalms. Benevolent God, the psalmist says, Father of orphans, protector of widows, is God in his holy habitation. This is the God who is the benevolent one to all, but seems to have this special preference and preoccupation for the weak, the downtrodden, the outcast. God, protector of widows and orphans, Father of us all. God refers to God's self in the voice of the psalmist. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, the rock of my salvation. So here is one who in this midst of dire straits that the psalmist is in this case, cries out to the one who is the rock, the foundation, the steady point in a turbulent, fluctuating world. You are my Father, my rock and my salvation. And in the best sense of fatherhood, as a father has compassion for his children, so the Lord has compassion for those who honor him. In the best sense, this idea of father as benefactor, protector, compassionate one, teacher, lover. Jesus shares this new name of God with us when he goes around referring to him as Abba, Father. And it speaks to an intimacy, it speaks to a personal relationship in a way that many other names for God don't. Many others seem to be honorifics, El Shaddai, God Almighty. But God, Abba, Father, present, loving, compassionate. This is the identity of God that Jesus shares. This is the notion of God that Jesus has. This is the identity of God that's been revealed to Jesus. And that Jesus is inviting us to embrace as well. God as Father. He teaches us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your onoma, your character and essence, your way of being for the world. Jesus himself, as we talked last week, Yahushua is his name. This is an angelic visitation that proclaims that the name of this one to be born shall be Yahushua. God is salvation. Named after Joshua, one of the great heroic figures in the Hebrew tradition, God is salvation. And then Isaiah comes along with these honorifics as well. Wonderful Counselor, Everlasting Father, Almighty God, Prince of Peace. Names of God from the hopes and ambitions and the lived experience of people encountering God in their lives. Central to Jesus' living ministry. To be an embodiment, to be an incarnation of the onoma of God. So what he's saying in our gospel text today, when you want to see the Father, look to me. I will show you the one who is being, who is existence. From now on, you have seen him and you know him, Jesus says, because of the way God has revealed God's onoma, his true character in Christ. And Jesus is inviting us to have that same experience, to have that same relationship with God that Jesus himself has with the Father. He says, Haya. He begins with the name of God that God gives to Moses, Haya, I am. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life that leads to the very heart of God. And then he invites us to do one thing and one thing only. Follow me. Amen.
As you are able, as we continue with our profession of faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. As a community of faith, we come together in prayer for each other, and for the world. Let us pray. Lord God of all, God of our forefathers, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God of all who came before, we worship you and we praise your name from generation to generation. We give you thanks for your faithfulness and unfailing love, even when we have strayed from you and disappointed you by our actions and words. You are all-loving, and your forgiveness knows no end. Hear us, O God. Lord God of all, just as you came to Moses in the burning bush and gave him your name, you come to us each day when we wake from sleep and greet the new day. Help us to answer when you call, as Moses did, with "Here I am." Instill in us courage and compassion to see the needs of those around us and answer your call to help. Give us the will to be your hands and feet to those who have no one to care for them. We pray for those who are hungry in body and spirit. May we be the ones to fill that need. We pray for those who are homeless. May we be the instruments in finding a place of belonging for them. We pray for those in prison. May we be the catalyst needed to help them find a new way. We pray for those who are unacceptable by some because of their faith, their nationality, their culture, or their gender identity. May we be the ones who love without judgment. Hear us, O God. God of all, we pray for all those who are sick in body, mind, and spirit, knowing full well you are always there. Today we lift up Jerry Flynn, Cheryl Henry, Steve Kikta, Tina Russ, Rosa Hatfield, Verla Cook, Joanne Mock, Gloria Hayden, Sam Collins, Danny Santos, David Fetter. We pray for all those who suffer as a result of violence and oppression and for all victims of disasters and human failings. And we pray for Quinn Cook and Catherine Albin and the friends and family of Quinn's brother, Kurt Cook, at his passing. And we pray for Brian Hashke and the Hashke family at the death of Brian's father, Richard Hashke. And Lord, we pray blessings on Sparky Metz and Joyce Reese, who joined hearts and lives in their commitment ceremony yesterday. Hear us, O God. God of all, inspire the work of all our partner Austin City Lutheran congregations and surrounding faith communities. Today, we remember people and mission of St. Martin's Lutheran Church in Austin. And bless the ministry of David and Alicia Brandos in Mexico City and all the people who serve with the ELCA Global Missions. Lord, empower all the people in the community of Abiding Love. Today we lift up Rudy and Faye Weigelt, Darla, Don, Donnie, and Deanna Vowell, Bob von Bieberstein, Alex, Jamie, Viviana, and Alexander Villalobos, Frank, Emma, Ella, Annie, and Abby Verzweivelt. Hear us, O God. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated as we continue with our offerings.
Father's house, there are many, many rooms. In my Father's house, there are many, many rooms. And I'm going up there now to prepare a place for you. Where I am, there you may also be. If I could prepare a place for you, I will come back again. If I could prepare a place for you, I will come back again. You know I am the way, the truth, the light to light all men. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. Up where the truth, truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you my peace. That where I am, there you may also be. Remember, you did not choose me, no, I have chosen you. Remember, you did not choose me, no, I have chosen you. The world will show you hatred, the Spirit show you truth. That where I am, there you may also be. I've come down from the Father, it's time for me to go back up. Oh, I've come down from the Father, it's time for me to go back up. You know, command I leave you, love as I have loved. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, also be up where the truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you in my peace. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be. Up where the truth will set you free. In the world you will have trouble, but I leave you in my peace. That where I am, there you may also be. That where I am, there you may also be.
Let's stand and pray together. God of grace, receive these simple gifts as signs of our whole lives offered up to you in gratitude for the gift of new life you have given us in Christ. Bless and multiply this harvest. May it serve your kingdom's purpose of bringing justice, peace, and healing, and nourishment to a hungry and searching world. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb, who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with the earth and sea and all their creatures, with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we will praise you in your unending glory for all of our days. With all who will gather, Jesus teaches us what it is to love God as Father, the one who prepares a table for us and bids us come, the one who welcomes us without exception, the one who blesses us and gives us the gift of new life. With all who will gather, our Lord takes bread. He blesses it and gives thanks. He breaks it, and he shares it out with us, saying, "Take and eat. This bread is my body, broken and given for you. As often as you eat of it, do so remembering me." And in the same way, he takes a cup, blessing it and giving thanks. He shares it out with us, saying, "Take and drink. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you, for all people, for all creation, for the forgiveness of sin. Drink of it often, remembering me." And so we remember, and we pray as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. All who wish to meet Christ in this meal, all are welcome at this table. Those who wish to come forward for blessing are welcome as well. God's gifts are free and for everyone. I invite our musicians and communion servers forward. I invite you to be seated. The ushers will guide you. Thank you. Stand and sing together.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Let us pray. God of life, of all creation, you bless us in this sacred meal. Your provision for all that is needed and lacking in the world. Your redeeming of everything that is broken and wayward in our lives. You have strengthened and encouraged us for all that lies ahead. And you have given us a vision of your kingdom come, where all are welcome, all are fed, and none go wanting. Pray with me. We give you thanks in the name of the one who rises to make all things new, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. We have just a few announcements today. We were delighted to have a group of people at our welcome and orientation between the services today, and we look forward to welcoming new members into our community next Sunday on May the 12th. We have a teacher's appreciation going on for our Children's Center, and there are opportunities for you to be a part of that. It should be in the narthex, and this is something we do every year. We have a wonderful group of teachers and leaders at our Children's Center, and we want to make sure that they understand the congregation's appreciation of their service. So be a part of that as you can. And know that our golf tournament in benefit for the Children's Center has necessarily been postponed. Onion Creek suffered damage as a result of the rains on Friday night, and the course is not yet playable. It may not be for some time. So we will be out with some updated information shortly about the rescheduling of the golf tournament benefit for the Children's Center. However, the church prize raffle will still happen today. Amen? Right out yonder. Right after second service. You do not need to be present to win, but since you're here, hang out, and maybe you'll go home a winner today. You have a name. It's widely known. It's one that was given you. It's one that's gone through life with you. But you also have an onoma. You have a fullness of character and essence, and it is deeply informed by the God who gave you life. You are a part of the onoma of God, and God will bless you and keep you, and God will make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. God will look on you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
We go forth together. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Please share that peace with each other and any who you meet this week.
No more crying there, we are gonna see the King. No more crying there, we are gonna see the King. No more crying there, we are gonna see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're gonna see the King. or dying there, we are gonna see the King. No more dying there, we are gonna see the King. No more dying there, we are gonna see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're gonna see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're gonna see the King.
Thank you.